Hey, my name is Eric C. I'm the chef owner of Ursula in Brooklyn. And something that most people don't know about me is my first year here in New York, I went to the James Beard Awards with a friend of mine. Her godmother was Martha Stewart, got us tickets to this event. We went and hung out at the cocktail party, schmoozed as much as we could. And I gave my phone number to the host of Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen himself, on a scribbled cocktail napkin with a Sharpie that looked like it was written probably by a five-year-old. Slipped it to him. And what's up, Andy? It's been 10 years. You've never called.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jesse Sparks, and this is the One Recipe Podcast, all about that one recipe that pro chefs and great cooks turn to again and again. It's time to get right into this week's recipe with Eric C. Eric is the chef and owner of a new Mexican cafe called Ursula in Brooklyn. He's also a classically trained pastry chef, a Marvel fan, and last but not least, that little restaurant we mentioned earlier, Ursula, well, it's now a James Beard Best Restaurant finalist. So I'll let him tell you a little bit more about that. Eric, so great to have you. First and foremost, congratulations on the Best New Restaurant's James Beard nomination.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I've actually wanted this since I moved to New York. Granted, I thought it was going to be for pastry, but I'll take it for Best New Restaurant.
Well, you just deserve all the awards.
Thank you. My mom thinks so, too.
So, there has been so much hubbub and ruckus around you, around your restaurant, Ursula, and it's been really wild to see just how great of a community you've been able to pull. Did you always expect to be able to find such a strong and solid Southwestern New Mexican community up here in New York City?
I had absolutely no idea. To be honest, I didn't know there were so many of us out here. You move out here and you're like, I'm the only one. I'm so far removed from everything that I know. And then I found out that there's actually a bunch of us out here.
Yeah. And based off the lines in front of Ursula, you definitely have tapped into that community. But I'm not here to grill you on Ursula things as much as I would like to. What I really want to know is, what is your one recipe?
My one recipe is a New Mexican pantry staple. It's a very basic New Mexican red chili sauce, and you can put it on everything. You can adapt it to your own needs and flavor and whatever you want to do, whether you want it to be more spicy, more sweet. But it's something that I grew up making with my mom, and I was very invested in the process with her.
So can you tell me a little bit more about what the sauce is for, how it tastes?
Yeah, so the cornerstones of New Mexican cuisine are red and green chili. And green chili is like the fresh roasted version that you chop up and put inside of everything. The red version is the ripe green chili that you dry into a pod. And then you can either turn it into a powder or use this process that I'm going to explain here. So you take dried New Mexican chili pods. You got to take the stem and the seeds off because those make it a little bitter if you leave any of that in there.
Okay.
You can dry roast them in a pan or in the oven just long enough for them to start being aromatic. You don't want to brown them too much. But you would throw them into a pot with, say, a liter of water, just enough to cover over the top of them, some garlic and sliced onions.
Ooh.
And then you just simmer that until it all softens. And the chilies become real pliable and real plump looking. And then you'll throw it into a blender, puree that entirely, and then put it through a strainer to remove all of the loose seeds or any of the extra skin. And then you have this really beautiful, sweet, earthy red chili sauce that at that point, the world is your oyster. You can put it on everything, in everything, on yourself, whatever you want to do at that point.
Using it for your skincare routine, the whole nine. Before you're throwing it into the blender, are you adding any additional seasonings or anything at all? Or is it just the garlic, the sliced onions, and those rehydrated pods?
So you can do whatever you want, really, but I like it to be just a very straightforward red chili flavor because it's already just such a strong, unique flavor by itself. Mm-hmm. But each family has their own way of doing things. Some people will put oregano in there. You definitely want to put some salt, but I add that at the end. That way you can taste and it's not reducing any of it, and you can add it as you need. But I've seen people put oregano or bay leaves or other herbs like cilantro and stuff in there. It's a pretty blank canvas, but this was intended for you to have a starting point, and then you can play with it each time you make it. Add a little bit of this, add a little bit of that. You can use like an ancho chili to give it some sweetness in there, or you can throw a chipotle chili in there to give it a little smokiness. If your chilies aren't hot enough, you can throw some other spicy chilies in there with it. So this is kind of your blank canvas to start with, but also just like really beautiful and perfect by itself.
Already it sounds amazing. So once you make a batch, how long does it normally keep?
So if you put this in your fridge, you can keep it up to a week, kind of the standard for any like fresh food product that you're going to put in your fridge, but it also freezes really well. So you can go to town and make a bunch of this and just like load up your freezer and pull it out as you need.
Oh my gosh, I'm jealous of the person who just has a freezer full of this red chili sauce.
Or who has a freezer big enough to put anything in it in New York.
Also jealous of that. But after you've, you know, gone through this process and experimented with so many different riffs and using different chilies, what made this your one recipe?
I think it really speaks to my family lineage, the way that I grew up. And everybody has those things that just makes them feel comfortable whenever they eat. And chili is kind of what makes every New Mexican that I know of feel like they're back at home or back with their family. This is that like comforting soul food situation that you can use on any dish and really kind of take you back to your childhood or that nostalgia.
It kind of sounds like your family might be a little bit like mine, where everyone has their go-to recipe. Is that true?
Yeah. Like on my mom's side of the family, especially, like everybody has their thing that they make for the holidays. My grandma, Ursula, always makes the pozole for the holidays. I have an aunt that makes the tortillas. I have an uncle, he makes bizcochitos, or an aunt that makes Mexican wedding cookies. Most of them kind of keep those recipes to themselves and won't share them.
That sounds about right.
At Ursula, I've tried to recreate those recipes to live up to the same standard that they have if they're not going to share them with me.
Well, thank you for opening the family vault of secret recipes, and thank you for coming on the podcast. It's been a joy to talk with you.
Thank you, Jesse. I'm so happy to be here.
Eric C. is a pastry chef and the chef and owner of the New Mexican restaurant Ursula in Brooklyn. I'm obsessed with their breakfast burritos and the desserts that they turn out. You can find that recipe for his New Mexican-style chili sauce on Instagram at the.one.recipe and at theonerecipe.org. APM Studios executives in charge are Lily Kim, Alex Schaffert, and Joanne Griffith. Beth Perlman is our executive producer. The One Recipe was created by Sally Swift and Erica Romero. This week's episode was made for you by producer Erica Romero, associate producer Ren Farrell, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and digital producer James Napoli. Sally Swift is our managing producer. I'm Jesse Sparks. Go make some magic this week.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science passes. That's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science Versus on Spotify.